All right, in 3, 2, and 1. We are talking week 4 football here, and joining me is head coach of the Arweva Rockets, Austin Stoke. Isaac Schaefer is out helping out with the Arweva chicken dinner here for tonight. But Coach Stoke, thank you so much once again for joining us this week.
Hey, you bet, Tyler. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You know, this is a very interesting matchup here for this week, as all of them are. But you guys are coming off a win, a great win, against Glenn and Ralston last week. Let's talk a little bit about that matchup last week. Two teams that know each other very well. You guys got the edge and won last week. What were some moments from that game where you felt your guys competed very well?
Yeah, I thought we did a good job responding to a little bit of adversity to start the game. They started out up 13-0, had a couple broke open a couple big runs in the first quarter. But I was really proud of our guys, how they responded in the second quarter, and from there on, we were able to run the football pretty well against them. And Will Gallagher did a nice job staying poised in the pocket and delivering some nice passes. And defensively, our defensive line was just resilient through all four quarters. So. Yeah, we saw a lot of good things come out of the game last Friday at Glidden.
I was going to say, Wilbur Galler had another really great performance, 3 rushing touchdowns, 3 of them passed to Cooper Cook. But from your perspective down on the sideline, who were some of those players that really stepped up and did well last week?
We actually had our freshmen are really coming along nicely. Aiden Blackman stepped up and made some nice blocks. At tight end as a freshman. Blaine Smith came in and caught a pass and made a couple nice blocks. And then and Wade Regaller, defensively playing D-back for us. He's quick, not quite as quick as his brother yet, but he's extremely quick, and he's doing a nice job of starting to understand the concept of filling. And it helps that he has a senior core that is experienced and can help him lead the way into what spots to be in and at what time. So those are just kind of the few guys, like I said, on the line. John Dose and Damon and Emmett Newman, and then Tim came in as well. They were just resilient both sides of the ball. I thought they did a pretty good job of controlling the line of scrimmage, especially come the fourth quarter. And our guys understand that we have a lot of guys playing both sides of the ball, but we harp. You have to be conditioned. You're going to win games in the fourth quarter, and on the line of scrimmage, I definitely felt like we did that.
The other thing I saw from that game as I was there calling the game at Glidden, the one thing that I thought was very impressive from you guys too was just the kicking squad you got. You got Damon Daylers on the kickoffs, Cooper Cook doing some punting here and there. So how have you felt about the production of Ehlers and Cook on the kickoffs and punts?
Yeah, we have Coop doing some punting now. They kind of mix between Will and Coop, but yeah, Coop's doing a nice job back there. And Damon, I don't think he had any touchbacks against Glidden, but he does a nice job of putting the ball either close to the end zone or placing it in a tough spot for the returner to have a comfortable return. Last week one especially, we did a really nice job. And then against Kingsley Pearson, they had an excellent returner. They actually ran one back for a touchdown. But otherwise, we did a good job in that game. And then this last week, we did a pretty good job for the most part. There was just a couple times we had guys that kind of got out of their lanes and avoided some contact at times. But, for the most part, our special teams has been good, knock on wood. But it's really fun going into the film room on Mondays and nitpicking at what they need to do better. And the guys understand there's just a few things here and there that we need to clean up on special teams.
Exactly right. And we look to the near future. You got a district foe coming up. River Valley, they've already played up against Remsen St. Mary's and Newell Fonda, and of course, 2 powerhouses of 8-man defeated River Valley in weeks 1 and 2. So what's kind of been the main focus in practice this week to prepare for River Valley, and what's kind of the game plan going up against them?
Yeah, stay the course. Our guys understand that we can't be satisfied with one win, and River Valley's a good football team. Watching them on film, they have a tailback, extremely quick. And they also have a quarterback who's very shifty in the pocket and throws a nice ball. And then they got a couple of explosive linemen, and they got a tight end that is pretty explosive as well, and likes to headhunt for the football on defense. So, our mindsets. We told our guys, they had three pretty good deficits in the first 3 weeks, but I mean they played some pretty stiff competition as well. So we have to understand that, and I think we've understood so far this week that we have to come to work every day. expecting to play a good football team that has some quick kids, kind of the recipe for us. We got some quick kids, they do as well. They're a little bit smaller, a little bit faster. We just understand we have to outwork them and out execute them come Friday night.
You mentioned a couple of those guys on that River Valley squad. One of the names I want to bring up to you is Ethan Thomas. He has been kind of that workhorse for that River Valley team. On offense, he's had a lot of good rushing yards, I believe 4 rushing touchdowns already this season. And he's kind of backed up on defense with Trey Pewis and John Nelson. Those guys played D-back, lineback, and defensive line respectively. So what's kind of been the plan that you've kind of trying to scheme up on offense to get past those 3 powerhouses on defense?
With Thomas Kidd, I think he's 5'7", 160, but he is absolutely extremely quick. Kings McPherson had a kid that we kind of told the guys that's going to be one of the quickest kids you'll face all year, but this kid is right up there with him. Extremely shifty offensively, does an excellent job at tailback. He has some extremely sharp cuts in the backfield. He does an excellent job reading the hole, and once he sees any daylight, he's hitting that hole pretty hard. Defensively, he does a great job at middle linebacker. He fills quickly, does a good job of coverage. So we understand that he is one of them guys that we have to key in on, and we absolutely have to do our assignments, such as keeping contained and not blowing assignments like that. So yeah, our guys understand his athletic ability, and I think they're prepared to try to turn him down on Friday night.
I know against Glidden Ralston, you guys had a very much a run-heavy offense. Of course, Wilbur Gallagher was able to throw it efficiently against Glidden Ralston. But is this River Valley team kind of putting a wrench into your scheme of the run game, or are you still kind of planning to use Wilbur Gallagher's speed and quickness along with some passes to Cooper Cook?
Without giving too much away, that's kind of we're gonna stick to whatever works. Against Glidden, we were able to get the edge a few times with Will. Guys did an excellent job blocking on the edge, and then our guys in the interior just kind of sealed the line of scrimmage. So, that's kind of, River Valley's defense, it's not exactly schemed up how Glidden's is. Glidden's was kind of a 2-3-3 zone type deal, but River Valley, they kind of mix up into a defense kind of similar to ours with a cover 2 mix, as well as kind of a 4-2-2 look with 4 guys up front, which is something that we haven't necessarily seen yet. So, our guys are looking forward to the challenge. It helps we have leadership up front to do a lot of communicating as they walk up and break the huddle, walk up to the line of scrimmage. I'm pretty confident that our guys are going to execute the game plan. We just got to come ready to play each play.
And then one more thing for you as we continue to kind of talk about Ethan Thomas. He's kind of that big guy. You face off against teams here already this season that's had that one workhorse on offense that's really given you some challenges to look forward to. Thomas, 204 rushing yards, 4 touchdowns. You mentioned that he is going to attack the gaps really well on offense. So, again, without giving away too much for Friday night, is the plan of attack to play more inside coverage, plug up the A and B gaps, or is it going to kind of just depend upon what you see on Friday?
Yeah, it does kind of depend on what we see, but we saw some key stuff in film that we were able to scout from the Thomas kid and from the quarterback and the running back, both positions. Our guys, we're going to stick to what's kind of been working defensively, and it's just a matter of there's always something to perfect, and we have a lot of things that we need to work on in our specific defense. We could see some bad things and bounce around to a different defense or a different combination of defensive, but for the most part, we're going to kind of stick to our guns and perfect what needs perfected out of the defense that we like to run. And I think our guys did a good job of focusing on a combination of what we did wrong last week along with what we need to do right against a couple quick hits this week. So our guys, like Coach Staples and I, we just kind of harped, it's detail defensively. Have to stay focused and just do your job and trust your teammate next to you.
For some of those people that maybe didn't get the chance to listen to that Glidden Ralston game last week, what have been some of those good things on defense that you've seen from your guys?
Like I mentioned before, we have Wade Regatta as a freshman and Braden at the other D-backs. They're doing a really nice job of starting to fill, and our guys are really starting to understand keys, who to watch, if your eyes should be in the backfield, if they should be on guard defensively. And guys, we have guys that understand it's not all me. It's me got to do my job, and then my teammate can go make a wide open tackle, whoever the case may be. So, yeah, I think defensively Coach Shavers can attest to this too. We just have guys that want to do their job, and they're trying to do their job, and they're getting there, but they understand that our defense kind of works in a system. If you if you don't do your job of blowing up the B gap or whatever the case may be, you might not get the tackle, but if you do your job, you're going to have a successful little to no yards on the play.
Absolutely. Coach Stolk, is there anything else you'd like to mention about this matchup coming up for River Valley, things that you've seen from River Valley's game on film, or just anything else you'd like to mention for Friday's contest?
Nope, I don't think so. Our guys just, you know, we're locked in, we're ready to go, and they understand after last Friday they were happy, but we can't be satisfied with one win. And, you know, we just kind of want to keep plugging away day by day, week by week. You know, we can't jump ahead to any games. River Valley is a tough football team. They played three extremely tough opponents, and our guys understand that it starts with this Friday night.
You guys are hungry for the win once again.
You bet. Yes, we are.
There we go. Well, Coach Stolk, we wish you good luck against River Valley coming up this Friday, and hopefully we'll catch up with you coming up in the scoreboard show on Friday.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks a lot, Tyler.